Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Today I want to talk about how comfortable we are with others' success. So I launched Rock Your Mic Right and it went really well. And then I had an interaction, which I've processed and I'm totally on the other side of, but at the time it really threw me for a six. So essentially what happened? Well, I guess I came across someone who was quite triggered by where I'm at right now. Previously, I'd probably never really been seen as a threat. And then now that things are humming along for me, it can be triggering for people. And I totally get it because it wasn't that long ago that was me, totally triggered by people's success. And so what I want to bring up today is just, I guess, an invitation to get curious around whether you're more comfortable when people are miserable or when they are humming. Because, you know, there's this saying that when something shit happens, you really know who your friends are. And I was talking to one of my frequency mastermind peeps, Jane Pike, who has the Confident Rider podcast. And she was saying how, you know, she does a lot of mindset work with horse riding competitors. I don't know if that's the right term, but I'm not in the horse space. I've never even really rid a horse, rode a horse. You get what I'm saying. Don't really know much about horses, but she works in like a competitive space where mindset is paramount, right? And she had said to me, you know, often it's not that people aren't there for you when you aren't in a good place. It's often that they're not there for you when you are. You know who your real friends are when you're having success and they're still there. And it's interesting because I feel like I've been on both sides of this coin. I've definitely been in the space of not feeling very successful, shit going wrong, and I've felt very alone in that. For sure, I definitely feel like I didn't have support and, you know, you felt very unsupported and resentful at the time. If I had been able to be more open about where I was, maybe that would have been different. Though I feel like often people like to wear their rose-colored glasses and really only see what they want to see. And that when you're experiencing a massive business failure, like I did with the Office Collective, what they saw was me trying to get this business off the ground. And so to them, it looked like it was humming. But for me, it felt I was in a really awkward position because I couldn't say that I was struggling because I felt like I couldn't say I was struggling because that would look badly upon the business and then have worse of an impact. Maybe this was my thinking at the time. I probably would have had worse of an impact if I had said things were going really shit, then who would want to come to a space that was empty and a business that's struggling? That's kind of the theory, right? Like we don't want to air too much of our dirty laundry and say we have cash flow issues or things aren't working out or our books are empty even though we have, you know, like been, it looks like from the outside things are really rocking and inside we're like, fuck, I need to get a job because this shit isn't working. And so there's this element of when you're in that space, you're not making yourself vulnerable enough to connect with people. So therefore you often do feel unsupported and alone. But in general, when things are shit, besides people not necessarily knowing how to deal with, maybe they can't relate to what you're going through, or maybe it triggers something within them, you'll generally find there's support when you're open about being in a shit place. Gone through a divorce, someone you love has died, you know, you are open about a business failure or whatever, then people will generally be there for you if they know they can be, if you've let them know that they can be. You know what I mean? But what often happens is people are comfortable with you at a certain level. So people are comfortable with me kind of having this fuck up and failure story. It might be frustrating to them, but they're kind of comfortable with me in this space, not really having massive success so that I'm a threat to them. But, you know, like it's kind of like, and it's not at all like, but it's kind of like when you have a friend, and I don't have this at all, but I hear this from a lot of my friends who are single, or, you know, have been married and get divorced and then are single, and their friends find it really uncomfortable because the feedback that I've had from some of my friends who have been divorced is that then their friends are no longer comfortable around them because they kind of feel like they might steal their husband. Like, that's utterly fucking ridiculous. But it's like a legit thing, right? Like, I've heard so many women who have gone through a divorce tell me that their friends no longer know how to be around them because they're single. And they're actually in a really fucking great place and, you know, enjoying life and meeting new people and all this kind of jazz, but their friendship circles change. And in fact, it happens in motherhood too, now that I think about it. If I think about my experience of motherhood, before I'd had a baby, I felt like there was this like exclusive group of mums and I was never going to be a part of it. And so it was really triggering me, you know, from the outside perspective. And then when I joined it, I felt so fucking alone, so fucking alone. You know, so there's like this weird thing where it's like you can have friends around you, like some people just love to help people. They want to help people. So when you're down and out and when you're not having the success that you want or you're in a shit place, they're always going to be there for you because they love you, but also because they love to help. They feel useful when they're being of service. This goes for me too, right? This goes for me too. I can be that person. I can be that person who wants to help everyone and make sure everyone's okay and check in regularly, you know, but am I there when they're successful? This was a question I asked myself this week, and I was kind of surprised by the answer because I don't think I am there as much for someone who is having success. Maybe because we think that, or I think that they're doing fine so they don't need me anymore. But there's this real thing, and I've experienced it recently, through particularly over the last year, where I was in struggle. I was in struggle town constantly. I had this like codependent relationship on struggle. I didn't know where I ended and struggle began. We were so interlinked. I was struggle. And then over the course of 10 years, but particularly the last year, things have really shifted for me and I don't feel so much. I still have my struggles for sure, but I don't feel consumed by them at all times like I used to be. So that has been triggering for some. And it has strained some relationships. And when I recognized that I myself have struggled with this with others, I felt like maybe they had outgrown me. Maybe they didn't need me anymore. Maybe they had like moved up the ladder rungs and there wasn't space for me in their life anymore. And so I haven't been there to champion them as much as I'd like to because I felt I didn't know where my place was. So yeah, I just wanted to bring in this bomb and drop it in here because it's being on the receiving end of it recently has hurt. It's actually really hurt me because people that I thought were, I don't know, had my back and were really supportive of me and wanted success for me, turns out that might not be entirely true. And maybe there's a lack of, maybe my success is triggering the stories of what they have not achieved. And then that has been taken out in, and it has manifested in all different kinds of ways. But it's really made me get curious internally as to like where this lives within me. And I've been surprised. I've been really surprised at how unwilling I've been over the years to celebrate others' success. And I mean, I celebrate people's success. I am a cheerleader, but I also have been triggered by others' success and have not necessarily felt resentful of them for the success, but it has highlighted my lack, if that makes sense. And that lack makes me see myself as below that person when it's not true. It's never true. Someone isn't above or below you. We're all in this together, and sometimes we have success and sometimes we don't. And so, yeah, I guess I just wanted to throw this out here for you to also get curious. I don't necessarily have this all in a neat bow yet. I'm still very much exploring, because this is a really great way for me to realize that I've actually been blocking myself from success because of the way I've felt about successful people. And that's a question worth asking ourselves. Do you see yourself as a successful person? How do you see others that have success, in inverted commas, because I'm using external measurements of success here? How do you see they differ from you? Do you see any difference? And what happens when those around you suddenly have success? How do you deal with that? Are you honestly, on a soulful level, happy for them? Or is there an element of you that may be harboring a little resentment or bitterness or anger or, you know, self-doubt or scarcity or all of those things that can be triggered by others' success? So Jane, who I spoke about earlier, she had used this really great analogy that was like an affirmation, I guess, which she uses. And it was something along the lines of, I'm going to misquote her here because we all know how hideous I am with quotes, but it was something along the lines of, success is a filter. And as you move through the success filter, what filters out is people who aren't right for you. Because there are those who will only ever be there for you when you're having a shit time because it makes them feel better about themselves. And I don't mean that in a nasty way, but it's true. It is true. When you're in a shit place, people helping makes them feel good. And we have this culture, this fix-it culture, right, that we live in, that's like we are very uncomfortable about seeing people in pain. And so we will do anything to fix that. Hand them a box of tissues. They're there now. It's okay. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. We're very uncomfortable with people being in a bad place. So we want to jump to it and make sure it's okay for them. And I think there's an element where we need to get comfortable with that shit and allow people to have their own experience for what it is. But there are also people who are like moths to a flame. You know, they are attracted towards that because it does give them a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives to help others. But it's not really necessarily helping others if you're constantly just there for the shit. We also need to examine why we can't be there when someone's doing really well, you know, because a true friend is there for both, not just one or the other, but both. And I guess that's where I've been examining myself and my own behaviors is, have I been there for both? I don't know. Maybe not. And so I'll be getting curious, and I invite you to too. Until next week, when I'll be in the States. I was going to batch record a few episodes to get me through, but I think I'm going to come live to you from the States because I'm sure there'll be shit for me to share. It does feel like a bit of pressure, like, oh, fuck, I should be on holidays. I should just be enjoying the time. But I actually feel like it would be really cool for me to share, you know, the first stage of my trip to LA. And then to Atlanta for She Podcast. I'm sure I'll have some amazing shit to share with you from there. So I'm actually not going to batch anything. I will be coming at you from where I am each week while I'm away for the next 3 weeks. All right, time to get curious, peeps. Are you there? Are you there for people in just the shit times? Are you there for them in the good times as well? How comfortable are you with people's success? How comfortable can you be with people's pain? That's my questions for today. Get curious. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.